What's up, everybody? This is episode 3 of Jaded Views, and we've got a big show on hand. We're talking about shit tattoos. I've got a game show because we've got a special guest host on. We've got Jester on the show. We're going to be talking about letterbox junk, and also Jester is also going to be doing his Jeff of the Week now. I do apologise, it will be a very quiet show from me because I've realised I speak too much. So sit back and relax and enjoy some Jaded Views.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on. Yeah.
Jim Beam time.
Rock and roll.
The inaugural. Look at his face. Just his face already. Now, I wasn't aware of this because most people that have already started listening to the show will understand that this is something that, we do.
Yes.
Fondly. I won't be drinking that much because I'm a designated driver, and as we spoke about before, you know,
yeah.
I've got my wort here as well. But you don't get on with Jim Beam. Is that right in thinking?
I don't, no.
You don't. Right, I will.
However, I do have.
I'll pour these out. Hold on.
Excellent.
Am I right in thinking a little bit?
A little bit,
because it is a little bit strong, isn't it? This is Jim Beam Devil's Cut.
Again. It's back again. Yeah. This is the second time the Devil Cut's been used on this show.
Yeah, you did promise me though. You said you was going to get something else, didn't you?
Yeah, but I found that's flat. Broke till Friday. So.
Right, I'll move the mic. So there's probably going to be a bit of distortion. I'm going to move the mic back into the centre for our Jester. Right, sir, that is for you. That is for you.
If you shift the mic, they put it back.
I'll just shift around like this. You can tell it's very haphazard on the show. So, Little Chinks, episode 3, and welcome Jester on the show.
Not a bad one.
Right.
Drank it.
Did you drink it?
Yeah, definitely ran that chicken tikka now.
Jesus. There is a toilet down there, so please should be alright.
It's alright, I can wash it down with a beer.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of beer, can you pass me one of mine out of the fridge, please?
Yes, sure.
We have the fridge today, which makes an annoying sound. Top shelf, mate, Budweiser.
Can I get a bottle of water?
I thought I was Red Stripe.
I thought about it.
I'm going to get a bottle of water because I'm the designated driver.
Well, we should have prepared before we started.
There you go, sir.
Right. I want to introduce the special guest today, because Mr. Mellons has walked off, being Jester. How are you doing, Jester?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Pleased to be.
Yep. First time on the show. Well, first time we had a guest as well.
Yeah, exciting time yep. For me.
You see, I love the way I come in, it goes quiet immediately.
Well, I was supposed to add some, welcome Jester to the show, but if you had ignore
Jester, very much this show, and I apologise on behalf of my co-host for his complete and utter incompetence.
It's fine.
This show has just been crammed together with, like, the Lego pieces of sanity that we could possibly find.
There's not much sanity.
What time were you told that you could come on this show?
Oh, about 10 o'clock last night.
10 o'clock last night, so well done that, man.
Yeah,
well
it's
done,
fine.
That, man. So, understandably, you're...
Things slip your mind.
You're scarce on material.
Yes, my preparations is... Well,
you're the main show host.
It's all right.
Because, as I say, I said that I speak a bit too much. I think you need to come out of your show, and we need to look after the Jester here for the first ever show. So, take it away, mate. Oh, by the way, I'm Walter Mellons. I don't even introduce myself. I just walked straight up after Jim Beam. So
just Walter.
I'm Walter Mellons.
And I'm Sir Anti-W Rampage, and you could call me Sir Tony.
I don't know, I just call you Sir Rampage, it just sounds better.
Yeah.
Rampage.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I just call you Sir.
Today we're talking about, shit tattoos. I'm sure everyone is saying, when you see a shit tattoo, like, you got someone's name tattooed on your arm.
Yes.
That's fucking awkward, isn't it?
You break up with them,
you got to live with that for the rest of your life.
It is actually funny you say that, because at college, there is a guy. He's only, I think he's 16, so he's got his tattoos underage. And he's got his tattoo.
Do you go to, like, a pedo college?
I do indeed. Yeah, that brings on to a completely separate topic. We've been talking about jailbait, because there is quite a lot of jailbait. And I have a friend who is a little bit older than me, but similarly perverted.
So it makes it awkward when you're perving on girls and everything. But it's good, because you have to bear in mind, I mean, because I'm older, and a lot of the people there are like 16 in the tracky bottoms and the Nike Air Max, and I come in jeans and I have a beard. So I look a lot different to the usual acne-ridden, like, 16-year-old. But he's got a tattoo on the back of his ear. And bear in mind, his initials are MJ. We're not giving anything away from that. His initials are MJ.
Michael Jackson.
But the initial
he lives, everyone. He lives.
Michael Jackson does live. Do you reckon he was a kiddie fiddler? Do you think he was a kiddie fiddler?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he was.
He was
a kiddie fiddler.
Can we... I know you don't like anything. I wanted to splice some kiddie fiddling, like Michael Jackson quotes in, because he always said about sharing beds with children, eating cookies in bed with the children, licking the children. He did all those things, didn't he? But anyway... He's a good singer, and he's a good. You can't take away from him, but he did diddle kids. So on the balancing scale, you're either it would go down very well if you were in court and I've been done for diddling kiddies and young boys, and then they said to me, you know,
can you moonwalk?
Exactly, and then you go, can you moonwalk? And I go, yes, I can. They go, well, you'll be all right, you know, and just pay your way off.
We'll have this sorted in a jiffy.
Yeah, they do, but his initials are TR.
TR.
So it's MJ, that's his initials, but on the initials on his back of his ear is TR. And I said,
Reject.
No, but he's 16, so he's only recently done it. I said to him, I said, dude, what the fuck, what is with the tattoo on your neck, on the back of your ears? And he was just like, oh, don't fucking ask me, worst mistake of my life. I thought, you're 16. If this is the worst mistake in your life, then thank yourself quite grateful. But basically, he had a girlfriend. He already got her pregnant, so this is what happens in the modern UK. If you're young, don't wear contraception.
MTV generation.
Benefit Britain.
Yeah. Benefit Street's coming back.
I don't even watch it because I just lose my
mate, it's brilliant.
It's not brilliant.
I mean,
you're raging at simple things. I don't know Benefit Street.
Mate, honestly, God, stuff like that I can't deal with.
But I have a guilty pleasure where I will watch Jeremy Kyle because it makes me feel infinitely better about myself.
Oh, God, yeah.
But then I said to him, well, what was it for? And he's just like, oh, I went out with this guy, I got her pregnant. And
say
like,
guy or gal?
He said he went out with a gal.
Oh, I thought he said guy.
No.
I was like, that's a pretty bad mistake to me.
Yeah, it probably would be. And I was just like, so what happened? He was just like, oh, it didn't go very well. And I was like, well, why'd you get a tattoo? And he's like, it was a mistake, mate. It was a mistake. And I was like, was this your way to prove that you loved her? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, dear.
You fucking mongrel. But I know what you mean about like the tattoo side of things, because I've seen some of the worst is, I mean, we might be going on a road trip, hopefully, summer this year. And if we go to Skegness as one of the pit stops or wherever we choose to pick the route, I guarantee we'll have to do a tally chart of the worst tattoos that you can find.
We're about to tally chart in Manchester on fat people.
That was
the boop, and it was just kind of like one, there's another one, and there's another one, and there's another one.
How many
seats are there? Because it wasn't the full Manchester Arena,
was it?
No, but
there's so many. Yeah. I thought there was going to be three
fat people. That really is a cross section of Britain.
The thing is, talking about wrestling, I mean. With sometimes when you go to WWE, well, you see the WWE in the TV or TNA or NWO, and they always pan to the audience. And there's a certain type of person that you would associate with being a wrestling fan. I don't think we associated with that group. I think we're in our own sort of category. But from what you can imagine, if somebody said to you, get a piece of paper and write down what you think a wrestling fan is, and I guarantee. Right, for example, that guy that came in, he was quite a large guy. He thought he had muscle. He wasn't.
The title.
He was. With the title. Now, it was complete news to me because at the time, Magnus was the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Yeah. But apparently, he was this fat dude with his goatee and some terrible beard even I could smell. And he had the title very proudly.
I think Magnus rented it from him that night.
I think Magnus just took it off him. He's like, I know you're the undisputed heavyweight champion in the world, but let me just take my title back.
Just borrow it, just to pretend.
I know it's all a bit of an act.
Yeah.
But I guarantee, if we go to Skegness, there will be no. There'll be more than one.
You walk along that pier.
It'll
be shit tires.
I'm thinking we'll go to Inglemells, because Inglemells, you've got Butlins there, you've got Fantasy Island there.
I have bad experience at Butlins.
Oh, Butlins just.
Well, ignore Butlins.
You've got a funny story about Butlins.
My funny story about Butlins.
This is an unintended segue. Well done, man.
My funny story about Butlins was about 12 years old, and I don't know if people remember, you could get like roller skates that like came into boots. So like, I'm pointing to my
you can still get them.
Yeah, but they're not like, they weren't like heelers or whatever they're called. They're literally like giant moon boots.
Yeah.
With effectively trucks attached to them, and they popped out.
Yeah.
The blatantly made in China, blatantly made so terrible. But anyway, we got these things because we just ordered.
Did you say they were made in China?
They must have been.
You do realise that the Chinese boy that built those resented the urban Western person who was going
to
be riding.
Honestly, got it right. But anyway, cut to the story. We had these things and we was getting along as you do. And my mate goes, his name was Scott, and he goes, "Ah, I'm gonna jump off the curb." And he was quite a large guy. And anyway, he jumped off this curb and landed, and then just a shower of wheels shot off every single fucking skate, and just went right on his face, absolutely pissed.
And how old were you at this time?
Literally, 12 years old.
You see, I was hoping you go, I was 24.
No, literally, I wish I could say it was last week. It was, but literally, I just turned around, I laughed so hard, even I fell over. And then, oh, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. It, to this day, will be just...
So, we're right thinking that Butlins, maybe not so.
Maybe not
Butlins. But what about Inglemout? I mean, the actual Fancy Island.
I mean, you can do Butlins, just don't buy shit roller skate shoes.
Actually, I actually have a story.
Or shit BB ones.
I had a story. No, but do you remember, because they stopped selling those, especially my time, and years and years ago when I went, there was all about the little cat guns. You know, the little revolvers, and they just used to bang. You used to shit yourself because you'd just be walking, and it'd be some little fucking shit ass kid. Yeah. You know, his mum spent his dole money on this little cat gun. Exactly. He's sitting there firing it. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? But I went on. This was years ago. This was before Butlins was.
Butlins.
No. This was before Butlins was like successful, and they had a monorail. I don't know if you remember this.
They actually, monorail.
But they had this monorail that went around. And he went around the entire... And it's not a big... I mean, it was a lot smaller than, I think, what it is now. I think now it's a lot bigger than what it used to be. But this monorail used to go around.
And I remember going on, and it just kept breaking down. And as a kid... right, in class, like our age, like, you look down, you go...
Fucking genius.
It's not the largest drop in the world. You know, you could probably jump it, and you'd be all right. But as a kid, it was absolutely petrifying because all the other kids are screaming in the background.
Yeah.
He's making all these rickety grinding noises. It's probably no wonder why I don't go on roller coasters, because it's just that scar. That scar before I got on a Butlins monorail. It was all covered. The side of it was all covered in rust.
Oh my God.
And
Help his safety to the rest of
it. I think my aunt bought the tickets for us to go on. Like, oh yeah, you know, we want to go for the monorail. The guy didn't speak any English. And she just sat down, and they had these little lap belts, and she was like, you know, do we have to put this on? And this Polish guy was like, this gentle son, like, didn't understand what she was saying. He understood the language of money. She had it, it's just some change for you. But I couldn't go on a roller coaster. But you got to go to Inglemouse.
Yeah.
Fancy Island, no place.
And this is how sad I am. I actually street viewed it. Because I haven't been in so many years, I thought, I'll street view it. And I street viewed it, and I'm like, fucking, I don't remember that being there. Fucking hell, I don't remember. Because it was all... I don't know if you remember when you went, it was all really dodgy cash and carries.
Yeah.
And they sell these.
I like to think it still is.
But Skegness when
was a dodgy cash and carry.
Yeah, it was literally fish and chip shop, an arcade, and then a crazy golf. And it literally just
did. Going up with crazy golf.
And then. But I remember probably. Because when you go into one of these cash and carries, it's not like a cash and carry here. You know, down in the Midlands, where you go to, you know, I don't know, Tradex. Yeah, when that used to go Macro, and you go in, and you've got bulk eggs, bulk milk.
Stuff,
and it's like you buy 1,000 cartons of milk, you buy 1,000 cartons of crisps, whatever. But you go to Skegness, and people's ideas of cashing guys, they've always got some dodgy names. It's like Barry's Banging Bargains, you know, really professional. You know, if you're filling out a tax return, you go, So, what was the name? I think Barry's Banging Bargains, or have you just jotted
that?
Oh, you're
from fucking Skegness, aren't you?
Imagine in a courtroom, he's going down for tax fraud, and they go, what's the name of the sandwich? You go, we're bringing to the jury Barry's Banging Bargains. He's thinking, no, it doesn't sound good. But you go in, and they have this stuff that you will not find anywhere else in the world. Don't mind if you're looking on eBay. I mean, I bought it, not because I wanted it. I bought it for comedic value. And I'm a bit ashamed to say I don't know where it is. I bought this model church. It gets better.
Tell me the top fell off, like.
Oh, no, it gets
crooked spire.
It gets better than this.
Was it one of the Chesterfield church?
This is the bit that was strange. It was styled on an old country church. You know, typical...
cross on top.
Pretty much. And it was all done like, you know, when it comes to Christmas and they've got all those Christmas nativities, and you can buy those things and light up. Imagine that level of detail. Quite a big thing, right? And you know where usually you'd have like a window, you know, like a circular window. If you imagine, you know, the triangle window, there's a window in it. That was replaced with a clock. That's fine.
Can't get around that.
Fair enough. That's fine. But the clock.
And a Rolex face. a white face.
That would be good. It was a lava lamp.
What?
So you had this church that lit up, and when it lit up like blue, red, green, you know, very, very subtle type of colours you would expect.
Not like
from
a battlefield.
That's what I'm saying. It was not yellow or white or natural lighting. It was like Fast and Furious. So it was like green, flash. And then it had this clock.
It's not very church-like, calming, peaceful at all.
No.
I was going to say.
And I looked at it, and I remember even as a kid, I looked at it.
Church of the Fast and Furious.
And I said to my mum, I was like, Mummy, I haven't seen a church like this.
Fast and Faithful church.
I don't remember buying it. And it's one of those things where if I go again and I go to Cash and Carrot and I see something of equal prestige and quality, I will buy it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because then when you go, you won't believe what I've bought, and you go, look at my giraffe clock.
Yeah.
And they go, why have you bought a giraffe clock? And I go, I don't know, but it's a giraffe clock.
It's funny, it's
a giraffe
clock. So I went to Skegness and saw a clock that was ticked backwards. So right, and I decided, why would you not have that? But nobody gets better. The problem is that you like had your normal clock, but 1 o'clock was actually 11 o'clock. It didn't tick before. All they did is just swap the face out. So you had no fucking clue what time it was. It just it would have been more useful written in Chinese. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I bought it just for the buy. I think it cost like £15, and to this day, when I got. I think he got thrown out.
I'm
so sad. It's the most fucking retarded thing I've ever seen.
It does bring on to an interesting point though, because we've decided that we're doing. You'd let him know at 10 o'clock that he was going to be here. So me and Jester are just a little bit concerned about how reliable you are, because what we decided we're going to do is we're going to spend £500 each to purchase a car and do a little route. And because I will probably end up buying gifts for you all of this tasteful quality, you're probably going to need a pretty big boot. I mean, you look like you could deal with a deck chair.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Some kind of weird tartan pattern, you know what I mean?
Well, no, that's the... speaking of that road trip, for years there's a garage down there where we live, and they've had this Volvo there that literally must have been the most original Volvo you've ever seen. And even when I was a kid, I mean, I'm 25 years old, and even when I was 3-4 years old, that Volvo was still there.
Yeah.
I guarantee I'd give him a fucking pound. It's like yellow. I think its sad life is yellow, but it's beige because just age has got to it.
Yeah.
And it's safe.
Yeah. It's built like a Russian tank. If you crash into something, you could fall off.
Would
a
you
cliff.
Say it's like a hearing aid prosthetic limb colour?
No, but it's worse than that. It's literally like, I've never seen a colour like it.
I make a prediction. I think.
If you took a flake, you know how like you go to paint shops now and they can do like
colour
you take
match,
so that,
yeah.
I guarantee you take a colour of that, they'll literally go to shit. It's shit. The bloke will literally walk off and go, give me 2 minutes, I've just had a Chinese. Imagine a Chinese lorry. I literally just sit down and come back and be like, yeah, that's your I had a dodgy kebab and you're in luck. And you've got your tin of paint.
Yeah.
It's the worst colour I've ever seen, but solely because, and it's got white. Well, it was white.
But yeah.
But I seen it. I just thought if I could get that for a tenner, I'd happily have it. Whether or not it runs is another thing. Probably costs £1 million.
Because there would be inevitably a challenge where we're not going to tell each other what we bought until we end up conveying on a point, and there will surely be a challenge where whoever's bought the car for less money, he's going to get some kind of points or something.
Win or something.
Like. But I'm going to make a bet on this. I think somebody will end up buying a Saxo.
Don't look at me. Last time.
Amazing Saxo when it broke and his awesome jump start idea. Why would I have a month to sit in the car and I would have pointed it there?
I think we'll have to edit that bit out.
Yeah.
Where he said, it's hard to do.
Yeah,
I told you. It's hard. Basically, if you guys don't know, I've said somebody's name correctly.
Yeah.
Jester.
Well, yeah, I'll get the classic beep.
Somebody will buy a Saxo. I thought somebody would buy something like a Saab or like a Volvo or something like that. And somebody would be incredibly ambitious and buy something that it will be like, you've actually bought that, and you go, yes. And you plan to have demonize with it, yes. Have you got RAC
Morris
cover?
Marina.
No.
A Morris Minor,
yeah,
an Austin Healey.
Just something terrible.
I like ambitious.
But we're considering, because I mean, I would like to video record it, but you think about doing it as like a podcast, so like,
yeah, it's doing like extra episodes,
yeah,
and then we could do like
you could do your GoPro and just put videos with it.
I really want a YouTube Photoshop supplement for it. I want to video it.
Do
proper like a proper episode, actually video it, where there's like GoPros and stuff and everything like that. And we're gonna, like, I think if somebody ever was to watch it, we're going to borrow inspiration from the likes of like Top Gear, and Fifth Gear. Every car show is
Top Gear USA.
Yeah. Zoom from Sky One back in the day.
Top Gear Korea, because then we could crash a helicopter.
Yeah.
For people that don't realise, I shook your head, my shit. When you said Top Gear USA, I shook my head.
Yeah, but Korea's crashed a helicopter.
Vroom Vroom, that's what it's called.
That is a terrible shit.
That aspired to be Fifth Gear.
It's quite bad when a show aspires to be Mr. Mark, so far.
But I remember watching it. They did it right. They did like a race between like just two cars, and actually the most absurd track you can ever think of. And I'm sure someone had like an Aerie Latin.
Yeah.
And the other one had like a.
I remember that.
And
it was
like a van.
It was it Exotics versus.
It was like Exotic versus Tuned or something like that.
British versus Exotic. Yeah.
And it was just always a drag race. I'm pretty sure there was one where it was like, I don't know, a Ferrari F40 against like a Vauxhall diesel.
I think the Aerial Atom raced, I think it was a Bentley or something, because they were arguing that a Bentley was German.
Yeah.
But they ended up picking something that was so, I mean, the Aerial Atom is like 0-16, 2.5 seconds.
It's just wheels with an engine.
And they picked like this luxury exotic, it must be like a Merc or something, like a Mercedes AMG, and it's like, oh, we'll race an Aerial Atom. And it's like, are you for real?
Why would you do that?
You're going to race a car that is made of scaffolding and has a Type R supercharged engine. It weighs less than my clothes.
Yeah.
And you're going to race it against a 3-ton Mercedes.
Less than a tea bag.
Fucking retarded. Also, as well, that does remind me of something, but I've completely forgot.
That's helpful, mate. That is.
It was very, very helpful. I can't remember.
It's a pen and paper. Right.
I know, I've got my pen and paper in front of me. What are we doing for time anyway, mate?
We're doing all right.
That helps.
We need to get back on track, and then so we can move on.
So we're talking about shit tattoos.
We're still talking about shit tattoos,
okay.
Yeah.
The thing is, are you going to get a tattoo?
One day, yeah.
Are you going to get a tattoo?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm also going to get a tattoo.
I'm going to get a Jade of Views tattoo all the way down my back. It's going to be a big JV. I'm not.
You're astonishing. You should have seen. He was very happy. That's what he picked to do. And then when me and Jester didn't approve of it, he just went, No, I'm joking. But the thing is, where I used to work, I mean, even if you had a tattoo, it was covered over, they still frown upon it. Like, a beard, I couldn't have a beard. They'd get really arsey about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, because I'm not there anymore, I'll grow a big-ass beard, big, trampy, dirty beard, and I'll have as many tattoos as I want. But I think the problem is a lot of people, when they have these shit tattoos, they don't think.
They think of what's now. We don't think 40 years.
If I want a tattoo, I will go. I mean, there's one studio I've got in mind. It's all the way in Cheltenham, but they do some really good work. They've got some really good tattoo artists. And I will go and say, this is what I would like. And they draw it, and they go, what does Sir think? I go, that looks nice. I'll have that on my arm. But when you go into a tattoo artist in Skegness,
Danny's Devon.
And you're flicking through an Argos catalogue, and you go,
I want a skull.
But that's what I mean. You go to these places, and it's like you're 20, 25 years old. You go, you get like a, and it's like a knife stabbing a skull. By the time you're 50, 60, that just looks like a butter knife cutting a potato.
Yeah, it does. I think the worst one.
But you don't age very well.
But they can do. There's some cool guys that have got tattoos and they look awesome. You know Baggage Battles?
Yeah.
Billy.
Yeah.
He looks awesome. He's like in his late 50s and he's covered in tats. And he looks. Have you seen him?
No.
He's based on. I think his base is. Look, every time my mum walks in, she goes, oh, he looks like. Like this really ugly, like Frank Sinatra, like that period.
Yeah.
Like this guy, you know, with a little pencil tash in the waistcoat and everything. But he looks awesome. I don't want to look like that. When I'm 50 and 60, I don't need to look like I've just gone to a Argos
tattoo bar.
I want this, and you end up with a Playboy bunny.
But you still have to be careful if you're like, four letters.
Because
we know someone who's got four letters and he's wonky.
He's got four letters, he's got
a sun stain across the back of her neck, and it's like that, and it's wonky.
It's like you are fully aware it's wonky.
She's like, no, it's not. You take it to bed. It's wonky.
But it's one letter that's wonky.
Yeah, but it's like the last letter is a centimetre further down.
Yeah,
it should be.
I mean, I'm not
how you said about people's names, my dad's called head to toe tattoos, And he always gets, I mean, he's got mine and my sister's name on it.
Well, that's different.
No, no, kids sorry, I can't remember. No, but this is my point. But then he had his girlfriend's name. And then they split. He had my mum's name. And then they split up. So then he had his girlfriend's name sort of tied over it. And then they split up. And then he had his girlfriend. By the looks of it, it just looks like, you know when your printer jams?
Yeah, yeah.
it looks like a printer's got jammed and just...
He should have gone with it like a strike
in the, literally, in the end, he's just gone for like a bird over where he's had it tattooed. I think it's on his back.
I know you laugh. I've actually seen that. I actually saw this person that had this scroll tattooed on the side from the shoulder blade down, and they had this person's name on it, and he was crossed out, and then there was another name under it.
Oh, I love it.
And he was crossed out, and there was another name under it, and he was crossed out. And I kid you not, there were seven names that were crossed out. And apparently, like, I think the tattoo artist must have done it, just looked at it and go, fucking hell, like, I'm running out of space. I'm going to have to tattoo on your bollocks at this point. But it was just like crossed out. And you could tell, like,
yeah,
it's not good. You're not going to do that. I think you have to be.
You don't need a walking reminder who you've been.
It's making light of a bad situation.
The thing is with women, okay, they are the Rubik's Cube of life, and you'll never win. You'll have all the colours all matched up, and you'll still be wrong. That's how they are. So you've got to be supremely confident.
You're
supremely trustful.
Yeah, but you're spending the rest of your life.
Tattoo the name on it and go, everything will be
alright. So, when there's a story about it, I'm sure along with this, we're getting off the topic of shit tattoos, but I can't remember where I heard it from. It might have even been on QI or something, so you know it's true if it's on QI.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But there's it was in Australia, and this bloke cheated on his girlfriend. cheated on his girlfriend, and she was a dentist. And anyway, he had something with his teeth. And went to her.
Yeah.
And she put him under the anaesthetic, knocked him out, and took all his fucking teeth out. And just said to him, why would you do that?
That is genius. That's what I'd do.
There was a story, wasn't there? This was years ago. I think it was in India, where a woman actually cut off this man's testes.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he cheated on her. So she thought, right, okay, well, the only simple way of doing this is... But it got weirder, because it wasn't the fact that she cut his testes off. It was the fact she cut off his testes.
Fed into it as a chili.
Pretty much, mate.
Seriously.
Pretty much. She tried to cook them. If I'm right thinking, she tried to cook them and she planned on serving them to him. And I thought, if I'm a bloke...
Yeah, we're sure he's going to notice.
They're
missing before he eats.
Going, hold on a second, my testes is...
Feeling a bit lighter, Danny, than normal.
She's going, don't worry, darling.
Made his brilliant stew.
I made scrambled eggs and toast. Yeah.
Chili con carne. No.
Can't go wrong with chili.
Also, I think as well, going back to tattoos.
It's Mrs. and Mr. Stark Taylor and chili.
Yeah.
Going back to tattoos, I think, because it'll be summer, and it'll be great because there'll be loads of girls out, and they'll have the crop tops out. How many tramp stamps do you think you'll see?
Every single woman. Every single girl will have a tramp stamp. Because 99 of 100 girls have a tramp stamp.
How would you describe a tramp stamp? So for people, there might be one shallow, lives in a rock, never been outside, wouldn't know what a tramp stamp is.
It's below her back, right below her back. Just where your t-shirt pulls up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a little tribal thing. Everyone's got the tribal thing, just there.
Yeah.
In saying that, actually, I feel so bad, because I'm pretty sure that my mum's got one, like, on the back of her neck.
No, that's not a tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp's the bottom bit.
I was going to say, I was so hoping that you'd just leave it at the back, so I was going to say, please don't say the upper deck.
It starts off at the slutty ones or at the tramp.
Yeah, the further up you get,
the
worse
it is.
Worse. I was like, please just leave it at the
fucking back. There's nothing wrong with a tramp stamp, but it is repetitive, and every girl you look at has a tramp stamp.
I've actually slept with a girl that had a tramp stamp. It was one of those things where I did find it mildly erotic, and I just looked and I was like,
no,
this is just a tramp stamp.
Yeah, but it's pretty hot when you're in a club.
Yeah.
But when you're actually like walking down Tesco's, you see, it's like, oh God.
Can you imagine when
they're
fat and fucked and bald?
Yeah.
And as you say, this tribal just turns into
exactly.
This Celtic circle.
Start off as like a robin, it's like a seagull. This is the worst thing you'll ever see in your life. Tattoos are great. I'll always, if anyone was tattooed,
what sort of tattoo would you want?
I don't know what I would have. But that's just like your standard stuff. I don't know what I'd actually have.
What's your old man got? Because your old man's got some cool tattoos.
He's got everything. He's got on his back, he's like got a massive, he's like got a spirit demon coming out of a castle with like skulls and everything. Something like that.
Yeah,
I really love.
Yeah.
But Problem is, I'm a stick, so my castle would be more like a sandcastle, and like a it's like a garage, and it'd be an old man with a broom rather than like a giant demon with a sword sort of thing. He's got like a Chinese dragon that wraps around his waist.
That's really cool.
And also, I like people that like get the Chinese stuff. But you have to know it, what it is.
Although getting like Chicky Chami and chips on you.
I guarantee there's people out there that have gone.
What do you want?
No.
They literally have Chicky
Chami. This is actually a true story.
But I'd do that. I'd actually get. I would, as a joke, I'd have like Chicky Chami tattooed on my arm in Chinese. Because then when people go, oh, what's it say? Chicky Chami. Yeah, that's exactly what it says. How did you know?
Can I just segue?
Yes,
can I just segue this in beautifully? Right. This is a true story. One of my dad's mates, he went to China because he works at a university.
So it's a chicken soup story?
Yes.
I was thinking about it the other day.
I'll cut a long story short, but basically, he was in a Chinese restaurant. And the thing is, in China, they don't have like it all in, you know, like we have number 23 and it'll say, you know, Chinese, you know, such and such. And there was a woman, a British woman, that was sat, I don't think she was, but I think she was German or something, and she was sat in front of him. Both of his mates were on the next back table. She's in South Front, she's got these tattoos on her back, got her usual tramp stamp, unicorn, Betty Boop and everything. And she had three symbols just at the back of her shoulder blade.
And my
dad's mate was looking through the menu, and he, apparently the other guy was saying to him, he just stood there and he went. So I'm looking at the menu and I'm looking at the thingy, and he called over this way, and she's like, yeah. And he's like, she spoke broken English.
How are you?
You want cock sucking? No. Just tell me, love. You know, what does this say? Because it looks like that. It's a chicken chow mein. and he said to her, he says, is that what that says? And she was, yeah. I speak to Shea. He said he don't understand why a woman had chicken chow mein. tattoo on back of her.
That's awesome.
Fucking genius.
And that was a trick, because he even took a picture of it and showed it to me old man, and my old man sent it to me. I try and find it. And it's just the fact, because my mate, he'd done it where he took a picture like that, and he took a picture and he pointed to where it is, and he marked
that's
it down.
That's great.
And this woman had, I mean, I don't know if she knew, I don't think she knew. I think she probably thought it meant peace.
Love, peace.
Yes.
Peace. Family.
Death.
Yeah.
But I think if I wanted, I mean, I'd decide what I want to get for my tattoos. One arm wants it starting from the shoulder blade down.
Yeah.
I want a waterfall that goes all down, and it's actually a Japanese village.
That's pretty cool.
And half of it is the village in peace, and it's like, you know, the rice farming, you know, that type of thing. And then the other half is actually a war scene.
Oh, that's,
So it's like all samurais and stuff and everything like that. And then the other one, I just want it to be a bit of anything. I know it sounds quite geeky. I wouldn't mind a couple of gaming ones.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Creeper. Someone who we know had on Final Fantasy X had a tattoo of Ifrit. It's absolutely amazingly great quality, and when he took a picture, it looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And then he actually shown it to me, because I was expecting for like, and he's a big guy, so I was like, oh, it's going to be like the entirety of his shoulder blade. It was about the size of a £2 coin. I was like,
the thing is, if
you're
going to
have a
Final Fantasy summon, I probably would pick Shiva. Because she's like scantily clad. So if somebody goes, what's that?
You have that on your arm.
Is Shiva Indian god of death? Or
You have Shiva on your arm.
Or the Knights of the Round.
Actually,
cool.
That'd be like one stomach side.
That'd just be a whole
back.
I'd actually have the chocobo. I'd actually have a tattooed chocobo. That'll be doing the body.
Or you get a Pokemon. You go go Charizard.
you've actually beat me, because there's one tattoo, this small tattoo that this bloke had, and he did it for his childhood, and I did the same research, and it was on his left wrist, and it was mounted sideways, and it was a pixelated version of Pikachu and the original Pokemon Red, you know, like
bit. Yeah.
And like somebody said, why'd you get that? And he's like, have you ever been a kid in my area? How important this was to get through your childhood.
When Pokemon came out, it was the greatest thing ever.
I wouldn't mind
it still is the greatest thing ever.
I'll never forget, on Christmas, in fact, we mentioned Scott again, the guy who face planted Effley on his on the roller skates. But I got Pokemon Blue and he got Red. And was walking around, because it starts that you put your name and you walk around the house. And I got his phone call, and it was Scott. He's like, oh, have you got it? He's like, yeah, it's absolutely the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get out of the house? I don't know. all we've done is walk around the house for like 2 hours trying to get out of the fucking house. And eventually when we actually got into the gate, I was like, oh my God, I'm out of the house. Oh, how'd you do it? You just go on the carpet. And literally for about an hour, we must have walked on, around this house going, this is the coolest thing I've ever done. Spoke to the same two people 100 times. Eventually, I was like, yes!
I see, honestly, I that's the type of excitement
that
I like. Because as a kid, I feel bad for people when they think that you kind of mentally challenged or you're sped or retarded when you go, oh no, I like Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they go, what? And you're like 25, you know. And you go,
I bought the new Pokemon. Yeah, I own the new Pokemon.
And you say to yourself, you're telling me when you're a kid, you know, you were.
You weren't exposed to, you know, Pokemon cards, Pokemon show, Pokemon Game Boy.
Like that.
I think, no. And it's either
two, I have Pokemon Game Boy.
I think it's two things.
The Pikachu with the red and green button.
I think it's two things. I think it's either one, the parents can afford to have TV because you couldn't pay for the TV license, so they couldn't watch it. They couldn't afford Pokemon cards, so they didn't buy Pokemon cards, and they sure as hell couldn't afford a Game Boy, let alone a Game Boy game.
So the rest of us with Pokemon cards and were resentful.
And they're resentful for it. And I think most people that don't like Pokemon, I think, have gone through therapy.
Yeah, because have a sad.
Because I'm even wearing.
Just
to bear in mind, I've not worn this intentionally. This is all off the cuff. I actually have a Pokemon T-shirt, which is a Pokeball. It's a schematic. It's a blueprint.
Pokemon
Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, all that type of stuff.
Because it was always Game Boy Color, and it was blue and red, and it was like, yeah, it was in color, but everything was either blue if you had blue,
or either red, red if
you had red,
and if you got the yellow, everything was always yellow.
And it's a great cop out. You know, it's color. No, it's not. You don't walk through red grass.
I like
unless it's on fire.
I did like it as well. When you know when they announced yellow, because that was after the blue and red, and people were like, oh my God, there's a Pikachu that follows you. And if
you're
if
you're
a Pikachu fan, then you'd be. I don't remember if you just talk to it, go, it looks at you intently. And, it's like all the way from level 1 to level 9. Yeah. Pikachu looks at you intently.
But it taught you, but as the game went on and they'd follow you, it taught you that you actually incorporate the voice. You taught it by Pikachu. You've got it. Soul Silver, where they all follow you.
Soul Silver, Heart Gold, where the especially your party also follows you. You have Groudon, and it's like six tiles long. Right?
Literally, do you imagine doing that with like a whaler? It's like, that's like 100 foot long. It's just like the whole time going.
Just on this fucking train.
Yeah. It's just like.
Just a Gyarados.
Yeah.
A Dratini. Just like your own Loch Ness monster.
Just for the coolest thing ever.
As I say, I mean, I do feel sorry for people that haven't got. This is
even like card games themselves. For people who didn't, play a card game.
I think there's
like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon.
I think it's quite sad because I think you've even heard it. I do believe I have the original Pokemon soundtrack in my car.
Yeah, you do.
It was like it was like £1.50, and I thought, you know what? I'll have the windows up. I can indulge in nostalgia.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there listening to Team Rocket. I'm like,
yeah,
bonging out, little nerdgasm going on like that. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's just cool.
But no, I think we should tattoos. I think going back, I would probably have something to do with gaming. And the thing is, I would get tattoos for myself. I wouldn't get them for
anyone
else. Yeah,
no, of course you don't.
What would you get?
Me, I get my kids' names.
Fucking hell, he's going a bit far in, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's gone from, we're talking about, you know, you're talking about when I'm married and I have children and mortgage.
I still have like my, it's like tradition nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah,
I suppose.
And then, I don't know, I'd have a creeper.
So, just to balance the sense of the
one
kid named there, one kid named there, then like a creeper in the middle throwing to blow both.
I was just about just pixelated his children and this creeper behind him, and it's just like, you never know where you're going to be fucked.
That'd be great. Well, it's not really gone if it blows up and kills everyone, is it?
That would be actually quite good.
That's like having a dog to guard play a sausage.
Actually, you know what it all says? I actually might do it with my children. I might do Minecraft pixelated with my children.
Yeah.
With a creeper and like a zombie pigman and everything. Light in the nether with a gas.
Yeah, just do it.
What are we like for time?
Pushing for time. We need to move on.
Okay, what are we on time-wise?
We're on 40 minutes already.
Jesus Christ.
40 minutes. 40?
Bear in mind, this is an average show. We spent 40 minutes sidetracked. Not doing tattoos.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good point because we haven't mentioned... We mentioned summer tattoos. We haven't mentioned the letterbox thing. I told you. I told Jester when we started this show, because it's first time, and I said, do you want a pen and paper? And he was like, no, I'll be all right. And I was like, are you sure? Because the show just sidetracks and gets out of control really quick. But
I still haven't wrote it down on my pen and paper.
I'm
just freestyling.
But the thing is, if anybody walked in, there was an audio producer going, that man is preparing for something, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
The table does have to prepare for something.
It does.
Dinner.
Kinds of
right, I'm not supposed to be the main host, but I've got to take control because you're losing control of this. I'm sorry.
How long's your game show?
As long as you people can do it, I think it's quite simple. Would you like me
we'll limit ourselves for the next 10 minutes of the game show.
Okay, so just the game show, okay. Yes. So we'll put a jingle in. Okay, we've not made a jingle, so we'll put a jingle in.
A pending jingle is now in.
There we go. Step right up, step right up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your favourite game show. It's time for Name That Rack. Right, so this is the part of the show where if we do have a special guest on the show, we do a game show.
Yeah.
And I am your game show host. I'm Walter Mallins. That's the second time I'm ever going to say it ever in a show. Because I'm adamant, if you don't know my name, just rewind it because I can't be asked to say it again. And we're going to do like a series of, you know, games I've created in my own perverted manner because I'm a pervert. I'm very strange. And the person, after a year is accumulated, will win a Poundland hamper. So I know we were talking about some of the Skegness attire. You may be in possession of a lava lamp church.
A Barry Bertie Bangin's hamper. What did you not get?
At some point. Right, so everybody, you got a pen and paper?
I may need a fresh piece of paper. Okay. I've written on my piece of paper.
So we're playing Name the Rack. Now, I'm going to show you three pictures. It'll be one at a time. Of somebody famous.
Yeah.
And of their bosoms. Hence, if you don't know what rack is, it's titties, boobs, you know, whatever. I'm sure we will get some retail.
If you're five,
but look at your mummy's chest. Tell us how big is your mummy's chest. Email us. We ain't got an email, have we?
We're not having an
email. Email how big your mummy's chest is. I'm going to do three.
Email's a picture.
Hold on. I'm going to do three clues. I think some are easier than others. And I think even some of the pictures, I think, could be a bit of a giveaway, if I'm truthful. So I'm going to show you the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first one. Who is that? And don't shout it out. Don't shout it out.
I see you've clearly changed the file name.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I was way ahead of that. I thought I'm going to change it. Let me get my notes and then here we go. Right. Okay. Would you like the first clue? Do any of you know who it might be?
Not even the slightest.
I've got a feeling, but I'm not too sure.
Now, bear in mind, if you do say who you think,
but we are a bit big.
If you do say who this person is, it will immediately lock you out and he will get a free guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you like to make a guess or are you happy to wait for the clues?
I'm happy to wait.
Okay, so the first person that will shout it out will win, okay? Clue number one, she's 27.
Fuck me, that's not it right,
though. I know, really well. Clue number two, on a UK reality show, she claimed that she sought therapy for sex addiction. UK reality show, sex addiction.
No clue.
Okay, I think that's a pretty big clue. This is the biggest clue.
You're talking to the person who doesn't watch reality TV
shows.
You're a hot blooded man, and she has at this period of her life, she has one of the greatest bodies ever.
Under that statement, I'm allowed to ask for additional information. I assume she is British.
Why would that matter?
But if you're not a British,
she's Chinese. Or...
Well, if she's blatantly not Chinese.
How do you know? She was German.
But you said she was on a British reality TV show.
It says UK reality, but it could be, I mean, as you know, there's other people. Right. And the final clue is her ex was a Jewish entrepreneur who founded Total Fitness, and his name was Oliver Zisman. That is a big clue. I'm sorry, that is a big clue.
I have zero idea.
So you're giving up?
Yeah,
it's
going to
be a nil point. Is this going to be a nil point?
Yeah, I got a clue, mate. I have no clue.
The foggiest clue.
There's going to be an It is. Let me just tap it. Louisa Zisman.
Who?
Look at her. She was. She started off in The Apprenticeship.
That's why I don't watch it.
Any Apprentice, and then she was in Celebrity Big Brother.
That's another reason why I don't watch it.
And then she was plastered on pretty much every single fucking magazine ever with this bikini pic. That's why I thought I'd pick it, because I thought you must recognise it.
No, that is an amazing body. It's an amazing body. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, but not a clue.
Idiots. Rack number two.
That was like some Family Fortunes or something. Not Family Fortunes. Yeah, Family Fortunes.
Would you? Anybody want to take a guess? Or bear in mind, you will pass somebody over. Or I can go to clue number one.
Let's go to clue number one.
Clue number one.
She's 29.
You're the most helpful person I've ever met.
I'm going to say something after this one. I would have got this immediately. And I'll tell you the reason why.
I guarantee you I don't.
Okay. Clue number two. She was recently replaced on a show by ex-Olympian Amy Williams. Now, I reckon both of you should actually get this one, because we know both of you.
It's ticking over now.
Oh, fire.
But she used to be on a show and she was replaced with...
Was she the host?
She was one of the hosts.
One of the hosts.
She was replaced by ex-gold medalist Olympian Amy Williams. If you don't know, Amy Williams is beautiful as well. She's stunning. She's a great fucking bird. And clue number three...
I've got a hunch, but I don't know her name.
You're going to get clue number three.
Do I get like half point if I get the show and her position on the show?
No.
I think you should say the show though.
I'll give you clue number three, and then if you're not sure, I think this will seal it, to be honest. She's been criticised with some of the attire that she wears due to the sensible nature of the show.
The show was Countdown, and she was the number
one.
The name was?
No.
I don't know her name. I can't remember her name, but she was on,
you know what? It was like she was on Top Gear, and she was the last celebrity on it. And Carson drove off in the car with her.
And this is a completely—I mean, this is not a clue at all—but you're absolutely right. It is a lady from Countdown. It is the beautiful Rachel Riley.
Rachel Riley.
She is. You know, Jimmy Carr was once quoted. Somebody said to him, "You know how pretty is Rachel Riley actually in real life?" And he said he would drag his naked body through broken hot glass to suck the cock of the last man she came. But yeah, I think
Rachel,
I think in my opinion. So well done, mate. You've got 1 point. We'll have a ding for you. Ding dong.
Just terrible at television.
Mate, you can pull it back. You can have it as a... And then we'll go into a tiebreaker now. You'll love to know this. I've already prepared for a tiebreaker round.
Oh, that's right.
Because I thought this might happen. And this will be rock, paper, scissors.
Excellent.
But hopefully we won't get
to that. I'm sure rock, paper, scissors.
Now you, this might favour you, okay?
Guaranteed of them.
This one, okay? Clue number one, she is 25.
I knew this was coming.
Clue number two, she was once asked to either leave or change what she was wearing at the recent PAX show in 2012 because her outfit was deemed just not acceptable, too revealing. If anybody's got it, I think it would be you, this.
Yeah, but people think I'm watching a load of telly.
But she might not be on telly.
Yeah, I know, but she will be.
Clue number three.
Go on.
She is, quite possibly, arguably, the world's most popular cosplay girl.
I'm out.
I don't know her name though. I'm gonna have to call her.
I tell you what. I'll give you a point if you can describe what she looks like.
Look at the picture.
No,
she's
like.
Go on.
The most famous one I know.
That's fine.
Not really like the first. But is it like? I want to say it's probably the completely wrong purpose. Like she's from New Zealand or something, and she like really like.
You're thinking.
She
of
looks.
Another,
she looks
of
like
cost.
Like. She makes herself literally look like a Chinese doll. It's really scary.
No.
Look at
her.
She's
no
obviously dark haired.
Yeah, but I'm
do you think
no
she's
idea.
Dark haired?
Well, I can see it.
She's got blonde hair.
Yeah, but well, I look like
blonde.
like a bit of hair just there.
That's a tattoo.
That is a tattoo. That is Jessica Negri. I thought you might have got.
No, I don't.
That is like the most really picture I could possibly find because I think she's. Pretty stunning, to be honest.
Yeah.
But you need to, if you've got your thingy, just look at some of the stuff she's worn. It is absolute filth. She even wore just a Pikachu costume.
No, I've seen
and
that
it, and it was tits out, that's vagina true. Hanging out. And she also did, you would like this one, she did Tifa as well, and she looked...
No, I've seen the pictures, but I didn't know who she
and,
was.
And,
no,
also, no, and also as well, she did an Assassin's Creed Rogue character.
Cool.
Oh my God, yeah, she looked big, cannons sticking out and everything. So, for the first ever episode of...
That suck.
Name That Right... No, I've named that right.
And the first game show round.
Congratulations, you managed to win by not naming the woman, but the show that she was on, so well done, mate.
Well, I thank you for giving me the point.
You get. I think it was needed, to be fair. So you get a point to go towards the Poundland hamper. So well done. We'll have an applause for
10
you.
10 feet.
Hey.
Yeah, well done. So
90,
well,
10 feet there, 90 feet to go.
Yeah.
Right. I'll turn my screen around.
Now,
pervert.
We have now. We move on to the weekly yak.
We've got to do the jingle, haven't we?
Favorite jingle.
It's time for Weekly Yak. Right, so it's that part of the show where
Weekly Yak,
one of the hosts or the guest for the show,
comes up with the Your Recon segment.
Yeah, so basically somebody winning that week or a short list of people. Now,
past winners include Lionel Messi
and Dennis Taylor.
Why?
There's a diverse group of mainly sports players.
Do you know the reason why I picked Dennis Taylor? I picked Dennis Taylor. Have you heard him commentating on snooker?
No.
It's the most disturbing thing.
That's a guy with a massive glasses. Yeah. To be fair, to his point, there's a thing where he was in, I think it was the Masters.
Yeah.
Obviously, he went around kicking all his arse in the Masters. And when he knew he was going to win, he was walking around like part of Red Bull, part of another, let's call it the yellow, whatever. And he walked around the table, picked the red out of the pocket, put it in the corner pocket. But he was plainly going to win anyway. And the referee was like, so the referee put it down because he couldn't put anything else. He literally just climbed on the table, like full on dog size, right? God, it's so good.
What a cunt.
But the reason why I gave him the cunt award was because his commentary is
dire.
Disgusting. Because every sentence, or even at the beginning of a sentence, I'm not going to do it because I did it before in the last one. I don't want to, you know.
If you want to hear the example, go back to last
one. Go back to the last episode. And it's just deep, heavy, seductive breathing. A bit like Murray Walker used to do whenever Michael Schumacher was mentioned. And you just hear him fapping off over Michael Schumacher.
He's over talk.
It's getting faster. Honestly, go was just the start of his erection.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it was. It's go. Then
best call line in F1 ever.
He's
just pure fact.
So, we got to that part, Jesse. We understand with your lack of timing because of the other fantastic host of the show, we decided to let you know.
Always blame someone. Always blame me.
Do you have
a
short list? Do you have a few people that could have been your top of the week?
I mean, my top...
Or do you want to just go straight away and go...
No, to be fair, I can call one of the cunts of the week, and you know the story very well. It's a nickname we call it. It's called Parrot Shop Man. Basically, right, the whole story is, I work in a pub, and we shut at 11.
Right.
This guy comes in at 5 to 10, one of the last stops serving food, all his fucking well-done steaks and all.
Yeah.
Fair play to you, mate. You're in the time limit, being a bit of a dick.
Yeah, but there you go.
That's fine. When you clear the plates for it, bearing in mind we shut at 11, when you clear the plates for it at 10 to 11, and he goes, oh, can I have dessert? No, we shut in 10 minutes, you can't have dessert, fuck off. He goes, Asda, they're open 24 hours.
What's his nickname again?
Parrot Shop Man. And this is where the nickname comes on to, because this guy flew off the handle.
Yeah.
Oh, I need this, you're this, and this. And then he goes, I own a successful chain of restaurants. And I just listen and says, but why did you talk to East Midland Parrots on it? And then why have you got a van outside with your face on it, holding a parrot, saying, is it East Midland or West Midland Parrots?
Yeah.
And literally this guy wrote an essay about me.
Really?
I'm not even joking. You know how you get complaints. I'm pretty sure people... who listen to this work in pubs and have seen complaints.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about five lines max.
My food was shit.
Literally, this thing may as well have started once upon a time.
It was a dog.
I'm not even joking. It wasn't literally a fucking...
He went to get a copy of it.
No, because it's gone through. I got rocked for it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got seriously right to go through fucking all these investigations.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, it's proven full of shit because I managed to prove that in other pubs around the area he's gone to, he's done exactly the same crap.
Really?
But just because, and then he was like, "Oh, you're going to be fired." And I'm not. Yeah. I still work there.
Yeah.
But because I can be nice and smug, I like to pull outside his shop every time I'm in town.
Your smug face.
And wave at him. every single time.
Just, I'm still employed.
Literally just wave at him. I love that. I just wave
actually,
at
you
him.
Hello. You actually walk in at his very last time before he closes.
No, we were saying
that's
this.
What I'm saying.
And just every time they see a parrot go, is that a cow?
Yeah.
Oh, can I just try his parrot now? I don't like this
one. Can I just see how it goes? They just like let it go into the wilderness.
Can I test try his parrot?
Yeah. But literally, but he's that race is proper cunt. The only reason he's not so high is not won it is just because everyone the local pub we drink at knows the story and just basically ripped shit out of him, so I can't really call him a cunt of the week.
So who's made your top?
My cunt of the week is the guy who posts these gym things through my door.
Can we get the applause? We need the applause.
There we go, applause.
Every day he posts, join this gym, it's only $3.99. Join the gym, it's only $2.99. Why was it $3.99?
Let's put it this way, I can walk down my hallway now and get one of those things on the floor.
I've got so many of them that I could literally build a rainforest. Literally, a rainforest has been cooled.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't want to join a gym, I really do. I don't need a letter every 2 hours asking me to join a fucking gym.
Well, you need to make money for that £1 million expansion.
Yeah, precisely.
No, honestly,
if you
swimming
to make money,
building,
if
this,
you really
this,
want
this.
To make money, stop putting letters through everyone's fucking door every 2 hours. But it gets worse because you'll put a letter through your door and then you'll go on Facebook and it's on fucking Facebook. So I've got a letter, I've got an email, it's just too much. It needs to stop.
That is a good reason.
If you're listening, stop sending us letters.
Stop sending.
Please.
I will join your gym if you stop sending me a letter.
If you go 1 month without sending me a letter, I will join your gym.
It does also bugger up our segue, because our original segue was about letterbox jump.
Yes, and then we got sidetracked talking about Skegness.
What's our timing like?
57 minutes. Well, 56 minutes and another time here. I've got 2 minutes 39.
So right in thinking, it's probably near because if we start talking about anything,
it'll be another hour.
Why the sky is blue, and then it'll go over to second series.
We'll be year two, and we'll still be going on about it.
So it's probably best to just
do a wind down.
I want to say a big thank you for Jester for being on the show.
Yep.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me, guys.
It is more than welcome, mate. You're an absolute pleasure, and you're a glorious person. And hopefully next time you'll have a bit more time. Because
next time I have a massive beard.
Maybe. And obviously with you, I mean, you need to be a bit more, you know. But if we're going guest this time, you need to let them know in better due course time.
In his fairness, he told me...
Was he drunk?
He told me like 3 days going, "Oh, would you like to do the podcast?" I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to." "All right, I'll text and I'll let you know when it's on." And then told me like 6 hours ago. Told me like 12 hours.
Over exaggerated.
So
at least 18 hours, mate.
Fucking bullshit. So, yeah, but then you got kind of sleep.
That's another 9 hours.
I don't sleep.
How long does it take us to do it? I mean, doing Jade Abuse, I mean, the first episode, I mean, that, let's be honest, that took about a year.
Yeah,
it's
about
long. Oh, we're doing a podcast. I'm pretty sure he said this time last month.
I even text you before saying I'll be there for like 6 o'clock, and then I didn't get a reply, and I was like,
if you say, "Oh, I'm coming for 6 o'clock," I assume you're going to be there at 6 o'clock.
So
I was sat waiting at 5:30
in his dressing gown.
In my dressing gown, because it's bloody freezing my ass.
No, I text you.
It is.
It is my knighted. You get one of these when you get knighted, mate. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'd be knighted. Yes,
I'd be knighted. You get one of these when you get knighted. So.
The Queen could have given you anything, and she gave you a pecker tract stained.
Yeah.
You know what pecker tract
is?
Yeah.
You know what pecker tract
is? I got my dressing gown, I got my sword, and I got my hat.
You know what pecker
tracts
are, don't you?
Yeah.
What are pecker tracts?
Shit.
I don't know.
No, they're not. Seamen. Someone said seam pecker tracts, you were like glazed over.
Well, that's my usual look, mate, so I don't really worry.
Right, what are we on, like 20 seconds? I think
25 seconds.
I think we should just probably...
Call it quits.
End it there.
Cut it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll cut it off.
Later.